Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. I had the great pleasure at a Palm Beach Community College or Palm Beach State College event with James Patterson, the famous author, to be seated next to the state attorney for the 15th Judicial Court in Florida. And I sat next to Dave Ehrenberg, our guest today, state attorney in Florida. And I saw that he was a very bright, captivating gentleman with tremendous legal experience. So he is now on the Rusk Report, blanketing the East Coast. To tell you a little bit about Dave Ehrenberg, he was elected state attorney, 15th Judicial Court, November 2012, and reelected without opposition in 2016. He's a former assistant attorney general, White House fellow, and Florida senator. As state attorney, Dave Ehrenberg leads a team of 120 prosecutors and 220 professional staff in five offices throughout Palm Beach County. Dave Ehrenberg's leadership has led to a significant increase in conviction rates for both felonies and misdemeanors, a decrease in the number of juveniles direct filed into adult court, and a greatly improved working relationship with local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies. Dave Ehrenberg, state attorney. Let's learn first about your job. What do you do in your job as state attorney, 15th Judicial Court in Florida, Dave Ehrenberg?
Well, hi, Brian. Thanks for having me on. As state attorney, I am the top prosecutor here in the county, Palm Beach County, and we prosecute all state crimes, anything from DUI to murder. We've had a lot of high-profile cases lately. Some that I can discuss, others I can't. We've had the case of Corey Lewandowski, who was then Trump's campaign manager when he was charged with battery. We had the case of Tiger Woods, where he was charged with DUI, and we have the recent spa cases, as you've seen in the news lately, involving a prostitution ring. But that one, since it's pending, I can't discuss it.
Then we won't discuss it. We don't want to get you in any trouble.
Yeah. Well, it's never a dull day on this job, Ryan. And, you know, every day is different. You get to set your own priorities. We've made the opioid crisis a priority here in this office, especially when it pertains to fraud and abuse in the drug treatment industry and sober home industries. I've been doing a lot of work in that area. And also, we've made human trafficking a big priority as well. So those are our two of our big priorities, and like I said, I love the job. Fortunate to be here.
You know, we were talking about opioid addiction, and we're taping from New York State, and it's really a terrible crisis. We're seeing about, I believe, nationally 300 deaths a week with opioid crisis, and I understand about 90% comes through the southern border. Recently in New York State, there were, I believe, three men in their 20s, and they were called by the police with an emergency, and all three died with fentanyl. So this opioid crisis, how are we going to stop this fentanyl and heroin coming in through the Mexican border? What can we do about this, Dave Ehrenberg?
Well, most of the fentanyl that comes to the United States comes from China. Although some will be smuggled in through the southern border, most of it is actually just mailed here through the U.S. Postal Service. And what we have done, thankfully, the federal government has finally taken action. They passed what's called the STOP Act, which is an act that requires the U.S. Postal Service to impose the same kinds of know-your-customer rules, the same kinds of questions that UPS and FedEx have to. So in the past, when a manufacturer in China would ship in their poison to the United States, they would do so using the U.S. Postal Service, which didn't ask questions like FedEx and UPS did. Now they do. So now we will hopefully root out the exportation of this stuff from the beginning. But it's still a problem because the Chinese government still allows this stuff to come in here, and they can stop it if they wanted to. They say they're stopping it. They say they're making it illegal, but they haven't really done so. We still see it. It is an epidemic. If we first had an opioid epidemic that was an OxyContin epidemic, it then morphed into an oxycodone epidemic, which morphed into a heroin epidemic, which has morphed into a fentanyl epidemic. That's the leading cause of death within the opioid category these days.
Terrible, terrible crisis in America. You look at the obituary page every week and you see young men and women in their 20s dying. It's really a tragedy. Let's talk about your previous role as a former assistant attorney general. Dave Ehrenberg, what did you do in that position?
Well, I was a consumer fraud fighter. I had some interesting cases, like, you remember Miss Cleo, the Jamaican Shango Shaman psychic on late night TV, who is neither Jamaican nor a Shango Shaman psychic.
Yeah, I vaguely remember. What was that all about?
Oh, that was $5 a minute, and they try to keep you on the phone for at least 20 minutes to incur a $100 bill, and if they didn't keep you on the phone that long, then they got docked in pay. And it was a big scam. That's what it was. It wasn't real psychic readings. Not that that's so easily verified, but at least, you know, when we were looking into this, we could not determine, obviously, what is a psychic and what is not. But we did find out that when they were advertising for jobs, when they were doing their solicitations, they never asked you if you were a psychic. They just asked if you could read from a script. They gave you a script. They sometimes even paid welfare-to-work individuals who were subsidized by the state of New York to go ahead and read their scripts to take advantage of people who believed that they were getting advice and guidance. It was really awful, and the scam is no more. But that's one of the cases that that I led. And another one was investigating Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin. That's how I got my start fighting the opioid epidemic. This was way back in 2001 when these drugs were starting to really pervade the market. So it's been quite a whirlwind. That's how I started my career in public service and went from there.
Very good. Very exciting career. Our guest today is Dave Ehrenberg, state attorney, 15th Judicial Court in West Palm Beach, Florida. Now, you worked as a White House fellow under which president, and what did you do in the White House, Dave Ehrenberg?
I was appointed under President Bill Clinton. It's a nonpartisan one-year position. I served for the first 4 months in the Clinton administration, and then the remaining 8 months of the term, I was serving in the Bush administration at the Treasury Department. So I got to work for Robert Rubin, Larry Summers, Stu Eisenstadt, and Paul O'Neill. Great, great people. And just to clarify, Rubin had just left by the time I got there, but his people were still there. So technically it was Summers, Eisenstadt, who was the deputy Treasury Secretary, who I worked under. And then when Paul O'Neill came in under the Bush administration, I worked under him. He was a real accessible, real personable kind of guy.
Very good. For those who just tuned in, our guest today is Dave Ehrenberg, State Attorney, Office of the State Attorney, 15th Judicial Circuit, and he's performing this interview with a remote taping to West Palm Beach, Florida. If you're listening in northern Florida, Washington, Buffalo, or Montreal, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners as this station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand.
Wow.
ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. Little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests. We've had on this program Craig Jackson of Barrett Jackson with their big auto program in West Palm Beach, Florida, Dr. Vonk with Kaiser University, and Polish-American leader Joseph Ray. I'd like to thank Yvonne Boyce and Al Zuccaro for recommending this program with Dave Ehrenberg, State Attorney, 15th Judicial Circuit in Florida. A little bit more information about Dave Ehrenberg. In July 2016, he created a Sober Homes Task Force that has made more than 55 arrests for patient brokering and insurance fraud in the rehab industry and has led to new Florida laws and regulations that have become the model for other states. Ehrenberg's efforts convinced Google to restrict advertisements and improve screening for addiction treatment. And opioid deaths continue to rise nationally. Palm Beach County experienced a 62% decrease in opioid overdose deaths in the first 4 months of 2018 compared to the same period last year. We were talking about that before. Now, I see that you were a state senator before you were a White House fellow, assistant attorney general, and now state attorney. What did you do as Florida Senator Dave Ehrenberg?
Yeah. I was a state senator after I came back from my White House fellowship, and I served a swath of Florida from the East Coast and West Palm Beach to Fort Myers and Bonita Springs on the West Coast, and I focused on consumer issues, making sure, like, for example, identity theft, having new identity theft protections. We passed a bill on criminal justice issues to eliminate the statute of limitations on sex crimes against children. That was one of my bills. And I was a chair of the Port Security Committee, where I focused on making our ports safer from the threat of terrorism. The laws in Florida were written in the 80s for our ports, and so our ports, the security laws were geared towards the big threat in the 80s, which is drug trafficking. But, you know, but when I was there in the state Senate in the late 2000s and around 2008 to 2010, I saw that the great threat was more terrorism than it was drug trafficking. So we focused more on that threat. We modernized our laws at the ports. So that was big. And then one other area I focused on was Everglades protection. I was a chair of the Everglades Committee, and so we were able to work with the federal government to restart a lot of the water projects to help clean up the river of grass.
Very good. Sounds like you were very busy. Now, your leadership has led to a significant increase in the conviction rates for both felonies and misdemeanors. What type of felonies, what type of misdemeanors, and let's talk about how you increase the conviction rate. Dave Ehrenberg, state attorney.
Well, we focused on the areas that we had the weakest conviction rates. When I took over, we were dead last in the state in conviction rates, and we saw there was a problem when it came to first-time DUI offenders. Those folks were routinely going to court and winning. The juries didn't like to convict in those kinds of cases. I guess they put themselves in the defendant's shoes. We're talking about otherwise law-abiding citizens who commit their first DUI. So we started a diversion program, and it is tougher than if you're found guilty of DUI. You have to go through a bunch of things like education class, you have to pay your fines, you've got to go to a victim impact panel. You also have to have one of these breathalyzers inside your car to start the car for 3 or 6 months, depending on the severity of your offense. You have to have random drug testing and alcohol testing for a year, and you're on probation for an entire year. You have your car immobilized. You have a suspended license for a short period of time. You have all of these restrictions and sticks, as I like to say, but the carrot in the end is that if you stay clean for that 1 year and pay your debt to society, you can have your charge reduced to a withheld adjudication for reckless driving, not DUI, and that, of course, pays dividends in the future. The program is so tough that it became the first program of its kind anywhere that was endorsed by Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD. And we have been very successful since then. And that, by taking out a lot of those first-time DUI offenders from the judicial system, from the trials, and putting them into this program, it has had the impact, I think, of keeping our streets safer, reducing recidivism rate, and increasing our conviction rates. So it's been a win-win-win. So we've gone from 20th out of 20 circuits in the state of Florida to 4th out of 20. So it's something that we're proud of. And, in fact, one of the recent graduates from our program, our DUI program, was Tiger Woods. He was the most famous person that went through the program. And I think the program has been very good for him. You see how his career in golf has been has been on upswing lately.
Yeah, he's doing much better. Let's talk about the decrease in the number of juveniles direct filed in adult court. How did you do that, and what type of crimes did these young people commit?
Well, you know, we want to be smart on crime, and we want to be tough on crime. But there's one thing to be tough on crime, it's another thing to be stupid on crime. And when you take a juvenile who commits a nonviolent offense, or a juvenile who is new to the criminal justice system, who is not a habitual criminal, then and you throw that person into adult court where they learn from adult prisoners and they get into the system, and now their direction in life is forever changed. Their trajectory is forever changed. You're creating an entire generation of adult criminals who could otherwise be saved. When it's a nonviolent crime committed by a juvenile, we have a juvenile system for that. That's there in existence. But before I got here as state attorney, we were throwing these young people into adult court at the highest rate in the state, and it wasn't making us safer. There's a place for juvenile court and there's a place for adult court. If a 17-year-old is holding you up in a carjacking with a gun, that's the right kind of kid who should be charged in adult court. If you're talking about a juvenile who has a long rap sheet and continues to commit major crimes despite going through the juvenile system over and over again, well, that's another candidate for adult court. But when it's a first-time drug offense, or if it's a first-time nonviolent offense, or even second-time nonviolent offense for a juvenile, there's a reason why we have juvenile court. So we just prioritized and reassessed these cases. Now, if we send a juvenile to adult court, we have to have two prosecutors sign off on it, not one. You have to have the head of the juvenile section and the head of the adult intake section. So in the past, it was one person's decision. It was done pretty quickly. Now it's a lot more deliberative because you don't have a second chance to get it right. Once you make that decision to send a juvenile into adult court, that changes that person's trajectory. That changes that person's future forever, and we don't want to create adult criminals out of juveniles who otherwise can be saved.
For those who just tuned in, we're speaking with a bright state attorney, Dave Ehrenberg, Office of the State Attorney, 15th Judicial Circuit from West Palm Beach, Florida. I had the pleasure of being with him at a Palm Beach State College luncheon chaired by Boca Raton, Florida civic leader Yvonne Boyce. If you're listening in Washington, Manhattan, Buffalo, or Toronto, Ontario, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little bit more information about Dave Ehrenberg, state attorney, 15th Judicial Circuit, Florida. He was born in Miami. Dave attended public schools before going on to graduate with honors from Harvard College and Harvard Law School. After graduation, he worked in the litigation department of a large South Florida law firm, which also, while also working closely with then Insurance Commissioner Bill Nelson to investigate European insurance companies that refused to honor World War II era price policies sold to victims of the Holocaust. Let's talk about that. What you did regarding victims of the Holocaust. What was that all about? State Attorney Dave Ehrenberg.
Well, I worked with Bill Nelson, who is the insurance commissioner of Florida, and we investigated European insurance companies that stole policies from victims of the Holocaust. At the time, it was the largest consumer fraud in the history of the world. You remember the Swiss bank scandals? Well, this dwarfed that. And so we tried to restore a measure of justice to the victims of the Holocaust by going back to see if we could get those policies honored by the companies that sold policies to victims of the Holocaust, people who they knew were in jeopardy of destruction by the Nazis. And then after the war, these companies refused to honor the policies. This was a targeted effort by these insurance companies. They knew who they were selling to. They knew that the risks involved, and they counted on it because they did not want to pay. They counted on the fact that this was an uncollectible policy by individuals, because the companies would say, well, you know, we can't honor them because our assets were nationalized by the communists, or we can't honor it because you need to provide us with a death certificate, like Hitler provided death certificates back then during the Holocaust. I mean, this was corporate malfeasance, and it's what got me my start in the area of public service, because I was a young lawyer in a private law firm at the time, and I found this project, and it was the most meaningful thing that I had ever done in my life. And I couldn't look back after that. I couldn't go back to the private law firm and bill hours for big companies. I had to do this full time now. And so that's what happened. That led to my life of public service law, and that's where I am now.
Very good. Now, I understand that you've greatly improved the working relationship with local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies as state attorney in West Palm Beach, Florida. Dave Ehrenberg, tell us about that.
Yeah, I am fortunate to have a good working relationship with law enforcement. And, you know, there are no turf wars with our office, and we have a good relationship with them. And just, you know, hopefully law enforcement feels the same way, because before I got here, there were a lot of turf wars, and we hopefully put an end to that. That was a goal of mine.
Now, 3 years ago, you created a Sober Homes Task Force that has made more than 55 arrests for patient brokering and insurance fraud in the rehab industry. Tell us a little bit about what you did with this creation of this task force, Dave Ehrenberg.
The Sober Homes, we went after fraud and abuse in the drug treatment industry. That fed the opioid epidemic. We're talking about what's called the Florida Shuffle, where individuals are given kickbacks and other illicit benefits to keep them into rehab, to relapse, as opposed to recover. The money was in relapse, not recovery. And so we have been able to root out this scheme. We've made 85 arrests since October 2016, and we've become a national leader in this fight. And it's reduced the number of opioid overdose deaths as a result here in Palm Beach County.
Coming up in coming weeks, we have Ken Abramowitz, who is a New York City civic leader, who's very concerned about Judeo-Christian ethics being lost in our society today, and the difficult plight for Jewish Americans with growing anti-Semitism. Then we will have Tommy James, the rock and roll star, on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Opioid deaths. Let's talk a little bit more about this. You saw a decrease of 62% in opioid overdose deaths in the first 4 months of 2018 compared to the year before. How did you get involved with that, State Attorney Dave Ehrenberg?
How did I get involved in fighting the opioid crisis?
Yes, what happened there?
Well, I started when I worked for the Attorney General back in 2001, the State Attorney General. He asked me to investigate Purdue Pharma, the maker of the drug OxyContin, and together we went after the Purdue Pharma, which made OxyContin, for their marketing practices. And that's how I got my start fighting the opioid crisis. I started then, and then I became a state senator and worked on the issue more as a state senator, and then as an assistant attorney general, drug czar, and now as state attorney. It's been my career mission is to reduce the number of opioid overdose deaths. And, you know, I've been working on this since investigating Purdue Pharma. And today, the main focus is going after the drug rehab centers that are fraudulent, that are milking people for their insurance proceeds, keeping them into recovery as opposed to getting them healthy. They're keeping them into this endless cycle of recovery and relapse until they leave in an ambulance or a body bag. So that's my focus, and you know, hopefully we can continue to be a national leader in this fight because we've made real progress in Palm Beach County, but other communities are unfortunately bearing the brunt of this corruption, because as they leave Palm Beach County, a lot of them are going elsewhere, and they're opening up shop elsewhere with rogue treatment centers and corrupted sober homes that are designed not to get people well, but to milk them for their insurance proceeds.
We have just a minute and a half left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. You worked in the role as the Attorney General's drug czar and led an anti-pill mill initiative that helped clean up the pain clinic industry. Tell us about that, Dave Ehrenberg, state attorney.
Yes, I did this work my whole career, this opioid work. And so when I targeted back in the years 2010 to 2012, I targeted the pill mills, those pain clinics. There were more pain clinics in Florida than there were McDonald's in Florida. We had pain clinics that just provided the country with its endless supply of opioids. It was in the form of OxyContin and oxycodone pills. So I worked together with the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, and we shut down these pill mills. And as a result, you saw a dramatic decrease in the number of oxycodone deaths. But soon enough, people replaced their oxycodone with heroin, because we knew when we shut down the supply of these drugs, the demand wouldn't go away. People would move to a cheaper, more accessible alternative, heroin. And that became the heroin epidemic, and that has morphed into a fentanyl epidemic. So here we are, full circle with this interview. We're talking again about the need to get tough on the importation of fentanyl, which is now the number one opioid killer in the United States.
We've learned a great deal from Dave Ehrenberg, State Attorney, Office of the State Attorney, 15th Judicial District in West Palm Beach, Florida, a great fighter against drug abuse throughout the state of Florida. We're honored to have him on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our Director of Production for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us about the opioid crisis. Dave Ehrenberg, State Attorney, Florida. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.